We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson is due to appear in court in County Down this morning, charged with rape and other historical sexual offences. A 57-year-old woman is also due to appear at Newry Magistrates Court, charged with aiding and abetting in connection with the offences. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney.
There will be a huge media presence outside Newry Magistrates Court this morning, where Geoffrey Donaldson is expected to appear in person rather than by video link. He's facing one charge of rape and a number of other sexual offences of an historical nature. The MP for Lagan Valley strenuously denies all of the charges. He resigned as DUP leader with immediate effect and was suspended from membership of the party following his arrest and charging last month. A 57-year-old woman arrested at the same time is also due to appear in court charged with aiding and abetting in connection with the offences. Both were released on police bail after being charged. There's huge media interest in what is an unprecedented court case. The first time a leading political figure in Northern Ireland has been before the courts charged with serious sexual offences. There's expected to be a large police presence due to the level of public interest and the fact that a number of men are due to appear in the same court later today, charged with taking part in an illegal dissident Republican parade in Newry in October 2019. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
The US Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. The overwhelming vote in favour marks the end of 6 months of deadlock in Congress. It follows the approval of the House of Representatives on Saturday. More than $60 billion of the package is being allocated to Ukraine, $26 billion will go to Israel and humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones around the world. More than $8 billion will go to Taiwan. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the United States had shown its allies that it would not turn its back on them.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy. And after overcoming a lot of opposition, tonight Congress finishes the job. To our friends in Ukraine, to our friends in Israel, to our friends in the Indo-Pacific, and to innocent civilians caught in the midst of a war from Gaza to Sudan, America hears you. We will be there for you.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin continues his visit to the Middle East with a private meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan this afternoon. He's also due to visit a Palestinian refugee camp run by UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Affairs, and will meet the Jordanian foreign minister for talks later this morning. From Amman, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Micheál Martin will visit the Talbiya camp, one of six emergency refugee camps set up by the United Nations to house some 5,000 Palestinians fleeing the West Bank and Gaza during the 1967 Six-Day War. The visit will in part be a show of support to UNRWA, the agency which has been at the centre of an ongoing dispute between the United Nations and the Israeli government over allegations that 12 UNRWA staff in Gaza participated in the Hamas attacks of October 7th. The Irish delegation will be given a tour of an UNRWA-run school and a medical clinic before travelling on to the Jordanian Foreign Ministry, where the Taoiseach will meet the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi. The two are expected to discuss the Arab peace plan, which has become synonymous with the timing of when Ireland and a handful of other EU member states will jointly recognise the state of Palestine. Mr. Martin will conclude his visit with a private meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Amman.
Proposed legislation to tackle money laundering, violent crime and the evasion of sanctions are due to be voted on by the European Parliament today. If enacted, the laws would allow for the increased surveillance on professional football clubs and individuals whose talents are highly valued in financial terms. From Strasbourg, here's Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
Under this new money laundering legislation, individuals worth more than 50 million euro, as well as professional football clubs, will be subject to stricter surveillance as the EU seeks to clamp down on suspicious transactions. A new anti-money laundering authority will also be set up. The Irish government had sought for it to be based in Dublin, but lost out to Frankfurt earlier this year. There are several other legislative files on the agenda as the Parliament nears the end of its term this week. It's set to adopt measures to improve air quality by 2030 by placing strict limits on the most harmful pollutants. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Strasbourg.
Delegates from 175 countries have begun talks in Canada on forging a global treaty aimed at reducing the extent of plastic pollution. Countries agreed in 2022 to finalise a world-first treaty by the end of this year. The meeting in Ottawa is expected to be the penultimate session before a final round of negotiations in South Korea later this year. Environmentalists say that widespread plastic pollution is having grave impacts on oceans and climate. Steve Gilbo, the Canadian Minister for the Environment and Climate Change, said the task ahead was clear.
Plastic pollution is everywhere. It poses a threat to wildlife, damages habitat, it messes up our public spaces and waterways, and it is now impacting human health. Everyone plays a role in reducing plastic waste and pollution. The way we are currently recycling plastics just won't cut it.
A motorcyclist in his 20s has died in a road crash in County Cork. His bike was in collision with a van at White's Cross at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry today with sunshine. While there may be a few light showers in the east, these will be the exception. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 15 degrees.